Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnarltrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Daylight Robbery: How Tax Shaped Our Past and Will Change Our Future is a nonfiction history and ideas book by Dominic Frisby that examines taxation as a central force in human civilization. Rather than treating tax as a dry technical matter, the book presents it as a driver of state power, political conflict, religious change, revolution, and economic development. Frisby traces tax systems from the ancient world to modern societies, showing how governments have used taxation not only to raise revenue, but also to shape behavior, enforce hierarchy, and influence the distribution of wealth. The book is also explicitly forward-looking, arguing that outdated tax structures may be poorly suited to a rapidly changing economy, and that major reforms may be necessary. Its purpose is both historical and political to reframe taxation as one of the most important questions in public life, and to challenge readers to think more critically about who is taxed, what is taxed, and why. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, tax as a foundational force in state formation and political power. A central claim of the book is that tax is not a peripheral administrative issue, but the basic fuel of government. Frisby presents taxation as inseparable from the rise of states, because any durable political order needs a reliable way to extract resources from society. That framing helps explain why tax disputes recur throughout history whenever rulers, elites, or citizens argue over authority. The book treats taxation as a mechanism of control as much as collection. Once a state can tax effectively, it can build armies, bureaucracy, infrastructure, and law. This also means that tax policy reveals the balance of power within a society. Who pays, who is exempt, and who decides the rules are political questions, not merely fiscal ones. By emphasizing this, the book recasts taxation as one of the clearest indicators of how a society distributes power and legitimacy. Secondly, how tax arguments shaped major turning points in history. The book connects taxation to major historical events, arguing that disputes over tax have helped trigger or intensify revolutions, wars, and constitutional change. This is one of its most distinctive historical lenses. Instead of treating events like Magna Carta, the American Revolution, or civil conflict as isolated political dramas, Frisby places fiscal pressure at the center of the story. Taxes often become explosive when people believe they are being extracted from unfairly or without representation. And the book uses that pattern to explain why tax resistance can turn into wider rebellion. The historical value of this approach is that it links everyday economic burdens to large-scale political transformation. It shows that tax systems can generate legitimacy when they are seen as fair, but can also destabilize regimes when they are seen as arbitrary, excessive, or corrupt. The book's historical narrative therefore makes taxation a key lens for understanding how societies break, reform, and reorganize themselves. Thirdly, the strange and revealing absurdities of past tax systems. One of the book's most memorable features is its attention to the bizarre and often punitive taxes used in earlier eras. Frisby highlights examples such as taxes on daylight or beards to show that tax has not always been rational, efficient, or limited to income and consumption. These examples are not included merely for amusement. They illustrate how states have historically taxed whatever they could measure, monitor, or enforce. The absurdity of some old taxes reveals an important principle: tax systems often reflect administrative convenience and political power more than economic logic. By examining these unusual levies, the book shows how taxation can become disconnected from fairness or productivity when rulers prioritize control over design. This also helps the reader see modern systems more critically, because apparently normal taxes may contain the same structural problems in less visible form. The point is that tax history is full of distortions, and those distortions can shape long-term incentives in damaging ways. Fourthly, tax policy as a force that can warp, stunt, or redirect human progress. Frisby argues that tax policy does not merely fund government. It can alter the direction of innovation, wealth creation, and social mobility. The book repeatedly suggests that poor tax design can punish productive activity, trap wealth, and slow adaptation to change. In that sense, taxation becomes a hidden but powerful influence on human progress. If certain forms of work, property, or investment are taxed more heavily than others, society may encourage some behaviors while suppressing others. The book uses this insight to argue that tax systems have long-term effects that go beyond annual budgets, because they shape incentives across generations. It is especially interested in the distributional consequences of taxation, including how tax rules can intensify gaps between rich and poor and between generations. This makes the book relevant not only to historians, but also to readers concerned with economic mobility, fairness, and institutional design. Its argument is that tax policy can either support broad prosperity or quietly undermine it. Lastly, radical ideas for future taxation in a changing economy. The book does not stop at historical diagnosis. It uses history to argue for reform. Frisbee suggests that future tax systems may need to be very different from the ones inherited from industrial-era politics, because the modern economy is changing too quickly for outdated rules to remain effective. The discussion points toward reforms such as simplifying taxation and reconsidering which bases are most efficient and least distortionary. A major implication is that governments should think more carefully about what they tax, because taxes on productive activity can discourage growth, while taxes on less mobile bases may create fewer distortions. The book is deliberately provocative here, and its reform proposals are meant to challenge readers across the political spectrum. Even when readers disagree with the conclusions, the argument forces them to confront a basic issue: tax policy is not fixed by nature, and the future will reward systems that are more adaptable, transparent, and economically coherent than those of the past. In conclusion, Daylight Robbery is best suited to readers who want a serious but accessible rethink of taxation as a historical and political subject. It will appeal to anyone interested in public policy, economic history, state power, fiscal reform, or the deeper roots of political conflict. The practical benefit of the book is that it makes tax feel legible. Readers come away better able to see how tax systems influence behavior, inequality, and government capacity. The intellectual benefit is even larger, because it challenges the common assumption that taxation is mainly a technical issue for specialists. What sets this book apart from many other books on tax is its breadth and its contrarian framing. It does not limit itself to policy mechanics or contemporary budgeting. It connects ancient levies, constitutional disputes, revolutionary movements, and future reform into one argument about how societies are built. That combination of historical range, political interpretation, and reform-minded analysis gives the book a distinctive place in its category. If you would like to support Dominic Frisbee, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.